A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, welcome aboard to the Red Men TV and our Liverpool transfer latest show. We've got a bunch of things we're going to be discussing live here on the channel. Of course, there's more news on Alaba, which you'll have seen from the title and thumbnail. We're going to get into that. Christian Falk has been talking about him. You'll know his name, of course, if you've been following anything transfer related over the last 6 or 7 months. Liverpool are tracking alongside another Premier League club, a teeny tiny Italian midfielder. There's also a French centre half, and some news on the Gini Wijnaldum situation as well. But I just want to say thank you first and foremost to Snickers Protein. Oh yes, right here, right there, for powering the transfer latest show. Don't forget, you can get your fan line questions or gripes, concerns or whatever into us by using hashtag fanline and tweeting to @TheRedMenTV on Twitter as well. There's going to be a tweet that goes out every single morning of these shows, so if you want to get some questions in on there, then you can. If you want to send us some video clips in, then we'll throw you into the show. We did it with Steho yesterday. He looked great. You can look even better, probably just by default. I don't know. But no, it's great. There's plenty of ways you can get involved with the show, but that's the best one if you do that right now. So do that. Mute. Yes. And also, I just want to let you know, of course, there is a deadline day show looming as well. More details will follow on that. But once again, we're getting the Ball Street Band back together, so stay tuned for more information on that, of course. But look, let's dive into it. Yes, once again, I am very much resist the temptation to scran my Snickers protein bar right here on live stream. Chris said to me, you can eat it on the show, you know, and I was like, yeah, I can, but I'm not going to. Not, and it's, know that it's not because I don't want to, it's because I don't want to have you be subjected to me eating food live on the show. Well, there we go. Right, Fabrizio Romano is where we're going to kick things off. The man who is absolutely the go-to voice on all things transfers, particularly this window, says on the Gini Wijnaldum situation, so there's a couple of rumours floating around to social media a couple of days ago that the Gini Wijnaldum to Barcelona thing was done and dusted. Old Fab Romano says there's still no agreement between Wijnaldum and Liverpool to extend the contract. Last bid was made in early December. Gini has not accepted yet. It's getting complicated after 7 months of negotiations. Liverpool are still waiting for the definitive answer. So still no 100% confirmation that Gini has accepted a contract from another club. He's definitely not accepted the contract offer from Liverpool. And will we see that happening? Can't help but feel the longer this draws out, the ball's very much in Gini Wijnaldum's court, isn't it, at this moment in time? But yeah, we'll have to see. But at the moment, yes, rumours that it's all done and dusted are not true, according to Fabrizio Romano. Right, we're going to move things on to another player that Liverpool have been linked with, and that is 20-year-old Loic Badé. The defender, and I'm getting this from the awfully translated Le D Sport. It says, trained in Lave and recently recruited by RC Lens, Loic Badé finds himself on the shelves of two major European clubs. I'm not sure they understand that analogy. At 20, Loic Badé is playing in his very first Ligue 1 season, and the defender trained in Lave has already won over a lot of people after 16 games in the elite of French football. According to their information, major clubs are starting to look into his case and plan to take steps in the coming months. The Telefoot La Chaîne revealed the interest of AC Milan, and they said this is absolutely correct if the Milanese are very close to signing, blah, 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 blah. Also, according to their information, another big European club is interested and active behind the scenes. This is Liverpool, so definitely one to keep an eye on. Not something you imagine is going to be happening in January, really annoyingly, but definitely one that Liverpool apparently are working on behind the scenes for next summer. If you know anything about this player, let us know in the comments section, because I have literally never heard of him. Away from defender talk for a moment, Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspur are apparently tracking Nicolò Barella. This is according to Calcio Mercato, another, again, a fantastically translated article, which says English sirens for Nicolò Barella, the midfielder born in 1997, expiring in 2024 with Inter, like Tottenham and Liverpool. That's literally it. I thought I'd do a little bit more of a cursory look into him. 23 years old, born in 1997. February 7th, there you go. I'm really adding to your depth of knowledge here. Currently valued by Transfer Market at £49.5 million. Very much a centre midfielder and very much a teeny tiny person. It's got him listed here as 1.72 metres, which is not giant, but then again, look, you don't necessarily need to be a giant if you're very, very good at football. But he obviously is currently at Cagliari. Is it someone Liverpool would be interested in? I'm not sure. We've long seen links to the likes of Awa from Lyon and what have you. So Liverpool, I think, will always be in the market for really talented footballers. Does he fit the bill for you? Is another one that I must admit I'm not 100% up on. So I would think that Liverpool's aim is to get as much height into the team as possible, to be perfectly honest. And it's something you can see that, are we lacking a little bit with that, having lost Virgil van Dijk, having moved Fabinho to centre-half, having now moved Jordan Henderson to centre-half. When you look at Liverpool's midfield, the idea of having another small but technically gifted player is fine. But I think, you know, look, what you want is the absolute ideal world scenario where you've got gifted footballers who happen to have a little bit more physical presence, particularly given the way that Liverpool's midfield operates. But, you know, just looking at his stats so far this season, 18 appearances in Serie A, 2 goals, 6 assists, obviously plays very much in centre midfield. And yeah, he's Inter paid a lot of money for him, and I can't imagine he's someone who wants to go cheap. A lot of the reports around this suggesting that you'd have to go bigger than 50 million if you wanted to get him. Is that where Liverpool really need to strengthen? Definitely not in this window, but looking ahead to the summer, you know, you might find that Jadon Sancho's on his way out. Are there other football? You know, obviously we know Gini Wijnaldum's potentially going to be on the move. Yeah, Nicolò Barella, Footy Manager players, any interest on there? Let me know in the comments once again. Okay, to the title of the video then. Christian Falk, who works for Bild and has been an important mouthpiece all summer long, particularly with regards to Thiago Alcantara and his protracted move to the Reds. He claims that despite all the reports, actually from Fabrizio Romano as well, and the likes of Melissa Reddy, who were saying that Alaba to Real Madrid is all but done and dusted, Christian Falk has said, update, David Alaba, Real Madrid are still favourites, but also Liverpool are trying to get the player. Really interesting that, again, this is only from the back end of yesterday. We're not more than 24 hours or so away from Fabio Romano basically saying, you know, Real Madrid is done. It's been going for a while, but it's pretty much agreed for a free transfer for next season. Of course, that he'll join. We can sign a pre-contract agreement from now. Melissa Reddy did a really good piece in The Independent last week saying how Liverpool had run the rule over him, partly just to get a gauge on his wages and all that kind of stuff as part of their Thiago negotiation strategy, but also just to run the rule over him. And the thought was not for centre half, because he's a bit too short for what Liverpool are looking for in a centre half, but the fact that, of course, that he can cover at left back as well. But then Mel went on to say that with Kostas Tsimikas having come in as a covering left back for Andy Robertson, they didn't really need Liverpool will look for a player of versatility if they're going to bring in another centre half potentially, but it's versatility in a position that we don't really need when Liverpool are trying to manage the budget. But it is very interesting on the Alaba stuff. Is that someone who you think that Liverpool should be really pushing for? I've long contended, particularly given the situation we're in now, I think he is too short to play centre half for Liverpool. And it's mad because people go, well, why is he the right height to play centre back for Bayern Munich? I think we do. I think Liverpool's strength is built upon having a few towering guys. You know, Virgil van Dijk and Fabinho, and then the goalkeeper behind them makes a big difference to how Liverpool defend almost all teams. But if you've got a guy who can play in a bunch of positions, that is also a kind of thing that Jurgen Klopp is interested in. I personally, because I think he's in the top bracket of footballers, and Liverpool could just do with having another one of them, I wouldn't be asked. I would be going, right, let's just go and get this sorted and get out of a box and try and get it done in January if you can throw a bit of money at it. But yeah, we'll have to see on that. Right, okay, just one last thing to note before I move on to the fan line stuff. Fikayo Tomori of Chelsea has flown to Milan for a medical ahead of his loan move to AC Milan. There's talk of a potential £30 million option to buy being added in that, and I find that's another one that I find a little strange. And maybe it's just that Liverpool are just literally not interested in him in any way, shape or form, or maybe it's the Chelsea are not interested in having him go to a Premier League rival. That would fit, you know. I don't think we don't like to see a lot of those kind of transfers, you know, domestically and what have you. But I've always been impressed with when I've seen him come up against Liverpool. I think he does fit the bill. He's not a giant, but I always thought he was quite good on the ball. I thought he was quite composed. He obviously had tons of pace as well. I find it a bit strange that I think he would suit the profile. 23 years old. I'm kind of surprised, and maybe it's just because he's not fulfilled the potential. And you know, people going to AC Milan used to be seen as a massive step up in your career, and now it's, you know, AC Milan not quite the power that they want to wear. But I just thought it was interesting to mention. Jizzle Chef asks in the fan line, then, what defender should LFC buy this January? I honestly do not know. Ben White is probably the simplest answer in that. Why? Because he's sort of homegrown. He's English anyway, so you don't have to go through as many hoops to get him signed. I don't know that he's better than some of the international options we've seen. Or Cher from Ajax. I think he'd be my preferable one, to be honest. The Bailey 22. Would you have Socrates from Arsenal on a free short-term deal? I actually would, but that if I was playing Footy Manager, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd just go and pick up someone who's got a bit of experience and he's got a relationship with Klopp. I would go and box him off and just go and get him on a 6-month deal or a year deal and go, there you go, and then maybe just bin him off in the summer if you need to. Just having an actual centre-half, I think, would be useful to us at this point, to be honest. Martin Wall 7 says, do you think going to a 4-2-3-1 would work? Ali Tarr, Fab, Reece, Robbo, back five, Hendo, Thiago, Salah, Bobby, Sadio, Taki. Just want your thoughts. I thought this when we had a little spell of the last game of the season a few years ago with Dom Solanke leading the line with the front three behind him, and went, oh, maybe this is the next evolution, and it never happened. So I am not against the 4-2-3-1, not this season. I think if you want to be a world-class team, you want to be the best team in footy, you have to play 4-3-3, because I think a lot of teams who are Champions League quality or contending for top four play 4-2-3-1. I think the elite of the elite play 4-3-3. That's just my opinion on it, and that's not a well necessarily thought through take. But I think at the moment, given what Liverpool have got available to them, I wouldn't be against seeing Bobby play in a 10 and getting someone a bit more clinical, maybe in the attacking positions. Jota, you know, play Jota centre forward, play Salah centre forward. I've Salah centre forward. I've Mane and Jota off the wings, and Firmino in behind. I think could work for us. Put Shaqiri in behind in the 10. It's definitely an option. I think we will see more of that in the coming weeks, anyway. But yes, listen, thank you so much for joining us for the transfer latest. We'll be back at 5 PM tomorrow. Thanks once again to Snickers Protein. Snickers Protein. I am absolutely smashing this in my face after the show. Thank you to them for powering the Transfer Latest show. They've been great with us. And if you want to get involved with more and get your questions for tomorrow, don't forget to use the hashtag fanline and tweet us at the Redmen TV. Any thoughts, questions, gripes, anything that's doing your head in about the transfer window, send them in to me and I'll talk through them with you. I think it's actually Chris on the show tomorrow. Or if not, it's me. Me and Chris are split in the next 2 days. I don't know which way. It doesn't matter. Drop a like. Check back in at 5 PM tomorrow for more Liverpool Transfer Latest. Ta-da.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.